Thanks to all of you for coming out this Sunday evening, Spanish Fork, Utah. I'd like to thank those who download these talks as podcasts from iTunes, invite your comments and correspondence and feedback by emails at utahchristianists@gmail.com. We also have a membership class at our website, utahchristianists.org. I'd like to thank those that have taken the membership class, become members. We couldn't do what we do without your help and support. Everything is inspired by the teachings of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is the founder and charya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Om Agena Chimarandasya Ganangana Salakya Chaksurun Miritam Yena Tajmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Karamayam Darati Swapanantikam. Our topic today is don't compare, don't compete. When God, and our name for God is Krishna, which means all attractive, all wealth, all strength, all fame, all beauty, all knowledge, and all renunciation, by your permission, I'll put Krishna in for God. When Krishna created you, he put everything that you needed inside you to fulfill your destiny. God is strategic. He's not random. He didn't just create you and say, well, let's see what happens. Let's see what he can do. He's precise. He's intentional. Down to the smallest detail, when he laid out the plan for your life, he studied it carefully. He thought about what you'd need, where you needed to go, and what it would take to get you there. And then he matched you with your world. He gave you the talent, the creativity, the strength. He packed your bags. You're the right size. You have the right looks, the right personality, and you come from the right family. You weren't shortchanged. You're fully loaded, and you're completely equipped for the race that was designed for you. Now, quit wishing that you were someone or something different. If I had a better personality, I could do something great. If I just came from a different family, if I weren't so short, have a new perspective. If you needed to be taller, Krishna would have made you taller. If you needed a different personality, he would have given you a different personality. If you needed to be another nationality, you would have been born in another nation. God does not make mistakes. You're not faulty. You've been fearfully and wonderfully made. When God created the universe and flung the stars in the sky, he said that was good. When we created the Wasatch Mountains, he said that was good. The Pacific and the Atlantic Oceans, that's good. The sunrise and the sunset, that's good. But when God created man, when he saw how magnificent he was, how strong he was, how attractive he was, how talented he was, he's after all created in the image of God, God said, these are very good. We get the information from our Vedic scriptures that spread throughout the universe, not just exclusive to this planet, but throughout the entire universe, there are 8,400,000 species of life, of which only 400,000 are human, a relatively small fraction. Man is at the top of the evolutionary ladder, created in the image of God, created to reflect the talent, the creativity, and the strength of his heavenly Father. God didn't say the solar system was very good. He didn't say the Rocky Mountains were very good, but he calls you a masterpiece. When the creator of the universe says you are very good, that means that you're just right. Don't go around feeling shortchanged, as though somehow you're lacking. You didn't get enough. You can't do what others can do. If you didn't get what somebody else has, that means you don't need it. Quit comparing yourself to others and run your own race. Be who Krishna created you to be. You are an original, and as such, you have something to offer the world that nobody else can. Let your gifts shine. Show your talent, your personality, your style. You don't need an imitation. We don't need a copy of you. We need the original you. When you want what somebody else has, when you wish you had their looks, their talent, their personality, you could fit into their dress size. The truth is, if you had it, it wouldn't be a blessing. It would be a burden. Why? Because it wasn't designed for you. The reason it works for them is because they were designed for it. They're walking in their anointing. You're not anointed to be somebody else. And as long as you're trying to be them, you're going to live frustrated. The anointing on your life is to be who God called you to be. Be confident in what you have. Next level thinking says that you have the right looks, the right talent, and the right personality. It might not be what somebody else has, but you're running your race. And here's something I've learned. It's real easy to be me. I don't have to pretend. I don't have to perform. It takes all the pressure off. I can just relax and be myself. And when you're comfortable with who you are, when you're not trying to impress people, and you're not trying to be something that you're not, then your own uniqueness will come out. You'll be more creative. Your talent will display itself in greater ways. The right people will show up in your life. Why? Because you stepped into the anointing of your own life. You're powerful when you're you. Now, here's the key. Nobody can beat you at being you. Nobody can be a better you than you. You have an advantage. You've been anointed to be you. Too often we see someone who's more talented, more successful, more blessed, and there's a tendency to be envious of them and think, why can't I do that? I want what they have. Well, if we're not careful, before long, we'll be competing with them, trying to outperform them, outdo them, outwork them, outdrive them. Heard the story of two paddle boats on the Mississippi. They left Memphis about the same time, traveling down the river to New Orleans. As they traveled side by side, the sailors from one vessel made a few provocative, insightful remarks about the snail's pace of the other paddle boat. Well, words were exchanged back and forth, and finally they erupted into challenges, and a race began. Competition became vicious as the two boats roared down the Mississippi River through the deep south. Now, one boat began falling behind. The reason was it didn't have enough fuel. There was plenty of coal stored up for the trip, but there wasn't enough to burn for a race. So as this one boat dropped it back, an enterprising young sailor took some of the ship's cargo and tossed it into the furnace. When the sailors saw that the supplies, that the cargo burned as well as the coal, they fueled the boat with the material that they'd been assigned to transport. They ended up winning the race, but you guessed it, losing the cargo. Now, God or Krishna has entrusted us with children, with spouses, with friends, with co-workers, with students. And our job is to do our part in seeing that our cargo reaches its destination. We shouldn't get distracted trying to keep up with somebody who we were never supposed to keep up with in the first place. When you understand that you're fully loaded and equipped for the race that's been designed for you, instead of competing with people, you'll celebrate them. The right attitude is, they may have something I lack, but that's okay. I'm not running their race. I'm equipped for my destiny. When we start competing with people, we get distracted. We lose focus. And before long, we're wasting time on things that are not moving us towards our purpose. Somebody said, quote, successful people are so focused on their goals that they don't have time to look around to see what everybody else is doing. We're meant to run our race. And if somebody passes us by, don't be intimidated by that. Be inspired. If Krishna did it for them, he can do it for you. If you can't celebrate people who are further along than you, then you'll never get to where they are. You have to pass the test of being happy for people that have passed you up. Unfortunately, when that happens, there's a tendency to be jealous, to start finding fault, to be critical, saying, well, they don't deserve it. They're not that talented anyway. Let me tell you some bad things that I heard about them. Don't fall into that trap. Krishna is showing them favor doesn't mean that he's not going to show you favor. It's not like his favor bank has been exhausted on them. He's got plenty for everybody. Be happy for their success. For many years, Sir Walter Scott was the leading literary figure in the British Empire. No one could write as well as he. And then the works of Byron began to appear. Their greatness was immediately apparent. Soon, an anonymous critic praised Byron's poems in a London paper. This critic declared that in the presence of these brilliant works of poetic genius, Scott could no longer be considered the leading poet of England. Here's my point. It was later discovered that the unnamed reviewer had been none other than Sir Walter Scott himself. When you see someone who's blessed, someone who's rising higher, it's easy to think, oh, well, they just had a lot of bad breaks. What you don't realize is that the favor on their life didn't come without pain. The promotion didn't come without struggles, without them fighting off discouragement, without them pressing forward when they felt like giving up. You don't know what it took for them to get where they are now. Sometimes we come in at the end of the movie and we see everything working out and riding off into the sunset. They're happy, blessed, successful. But what we didn't see was the middle, the tears, the lonely nights, the struggles. Be big enough to celebrate what God is doing in other people's lives. And don't miss your destiny because you're sour that somebody passed you up. Their success is not stopping what Krishna wants to do in your life. Krishna didn't use up all of his favor on them. It's a test. Are you going to compete with them and spend all your energy trying to keep up? Or are you going to celebrate what God has done? Your true friends are those who come to you when you're down. When you made a mistake, true friends won't gloat. They will feel sorry. They'll show up to help you. I heard a wonderful story about an incident that happened during the Special Olympics. 9 children lined up for the 100-yard dash. The gun sounded and the race was off. But only a few yards into the race, one of the children fell down and began to cry. Now, these challenged children did not understand the world's concept of competition, getting ahead, and taking advantage when a competitor was down. The other 8 children stopped running and came back to the fallen child. One young girl with Down syndrome leaned down and kissed him, brushed him off. The children together lifted him up, and arm in arm, they ran over the finish line. The audience rose to their feet in applause. There weren't just one winner, there were 9 winners. And those children showed us, gave us a glimpse of what the kingdom of God is like. They challenged the world's concept that first place is everything. And your true friends are those who show up to celebrate you. They're happy that you're promoted. They're applauding you when you move into the new house. Perhaps you've heard the saying that it's lonely at the top. The reason that's often so is that others cannot handle your success. Others get envious, they get jealous and critical of you. Let's not go there. Let's pass the test. When somebody passes you by, give them a high five. Keep running your race. Don't look to the left or the right. Keep being who Krishna made you to be. If you're always trying to be someone you're not, you'll be frustrated. There's no grace for that. There's no anointing for that. It'll be a constant struggle, always uphill. Most of the time, we're perfectly happy until we start comparing. If you know the story in the Mahabharata, Duryodhan had a royal birth. He had massive wealth. He had a kingdom, beautiful sons, beautiful wife. he was in the top 1% of the top 1%. But when he compared his birth, his wealth, his kingdom, his wife to that of the five pious Pandavas, he was no longer content with his success. Now he was envious, jealous, basically spent his whole life trying to be the Pandavas. And all he had to do was realize, I'm not blessed in the same way that the Pandavas are. I'm blessed in a different way. Aesop told the fable of an eagle who was envious of another eagle that could fly higher and better than he could. One day the bird saw a hunter with a bow and arrow and said, I wish you would bring that eagle down. The man said he would if he had some extra feathers for his arrow. The jealous eagle pulled a feather out and gave it to the hunter. He shot the arrow, didn't quite reach that high. The jealous eagle pulled out another feather, and then another feather, and then another feather, and another feather, until he had lost so many feathers that he himself couldn't fly. The hunter took advantage of the situation, turned around, and killed the grounded bird. And what do we learn from this? If you're envious of others, the one you hurt the most by your envy will be yourself. We have to understand the sovereignty of God. It might not seem fair to us, and it always doesn't make sense to us. Krishna's or God's ways are not our ways. Scripture talks about how Krishna's given to every person different gifts, different talents. Everybody doesn't get the same. What he gave you is what you need to fulfill your destiny. Whether you're an Arjuna, a Pandava, who can defeat 10,000 soldiers, or a Duryodhana, who can defeat 1,000 soldiers, the right attitude is, I'm going to take what Krishna gave me and make the most of it. Don't compete. Don't compare. Just run your race. Here's a crucial point. It takes a mature person to recognize what you are not. Knowing what you're not will help you stay focused on becoming what you are. In life, there'll always be pressure on you to be this, or to be that, or to be the other. Everyone will have opinions about you. Down in your heart, you know who you are. You can't let those outside pressures and other people squeeze you into being something that you're not. When you come to the end of life, you're not going to answer to people. You're going to answer to God. People may mean well. They may love you. But if it doesn't bear witness in your heart, you have to be bold and say, this is not who I am. This is who I am. And here's the key also. You don't have to have a great gift in order for God to use you in a great way. All you have to do is be faithful to the gift that you have. Develop it, grow it, learn, improve, and that gift will open doors to places that you've never even dreamed about. Don't discount your gift because it might seem small. Compared to others, it might look insignificant. There's nothing ordinary about you. You have the thumbprint of God all over you. He made you in his image. He garlanded you with favor. You have royal blood flowing in your veins. Don't believe the lies. There's nothing special about you. You're not as talented as your brother. You don't have an attractive personality like your friend. None of that matters. Why? Because God controls the universe. He can take your one talent and build around it. If we use what we have to the glory of God, he'll take our meager gifts, multiply them, and use them in ways that we would have never dreamed possible. Someone said, our life is God's gift to us. What we make of our life is our gift to God. There's one third element to the equation. God takes what we offer, and then he multiplies it. He adds even more. Illustration. The composer Gioacchino Rossini would go out to small villages in Italy which could not afford an opera. He would write an opera for the village which the people there could perform. One summer, he auditioned all of the talent in this small village, and the only woman who could possibly play the leading lady was limited to only one good note. It was a middle B flat. Rossini was not discouraged. He went right ahead and wrote the opera in which the leading lady had only that one note to sing. He surrounded that B flat with such beautiful harmony that when she sang her one note, it was like an angel from heaven. When we offer even a meager gift to Krishna, he's capable of moving heaven and earth in order to showcase that one talent. There's something that Krishna's given each and every one of you. And as ordinary as it may seem, when God breathes on it, you'll rise above your abilities. You'll be promoted beyond your talent. You'll go places where you didn't have the experience. Suddenly the door opened. Suddenly you're singing that opera. Suddenly you have that new temple. Suddenly people are celebrating you. Too often we look at others and think how great they are. We put them on a pedestal, but Krishna has put greatness in you. He's given you gifts, creativity, talents, dreams. You're not supposed to live and die. Nobody knew that you were here. There's something significant about you, something that will cause you to stand out to the point where years from now, people will look back and say, you made the world a better place. Our encouragement this evening is stir up those gifts. Stir up that faith. Don't get so caught in celebrating others that you don't recognize that there's something in you to be celebrated. Krishna is saying to you tonight, there's greatness in you. It's much bigger than you think. Don't let circumstances talk you out of it. Though you may not see how it will work itself out, Krishna has ways of promoting you that you've never even thought of. One touch of his favor will catapult you to a whole new level. What Krishna's put in you, he's going to bring to pass. You're pregnant with destiny. It's not going to come through others. You are going to shine. You are going to excel. You're going to be promoted, celebrated. You are fully loaded. Your bags are packed. You are not at a deficit, not lacking. Rather, you're full of potential, full of favor. You may not see how it will happen, but get ready. Put your seatbelt on. This is a new day. Things are changing in your favor. What has been shut up in your spirit is being released. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Dreams are being released. Potentials being released. Promotions being released. Healing, abundance, vindication is being released. Breakthroughs, the fullness of your destiny is being released in this life. And in the next life, you'll go back to home, back to Godhead. Thanks very much for your kind attention. And if you receive this message, please repeat after me. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna
Krishna.
Hare Hare.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Rama Rama.
Rama, Rama.
Hare Hare.
Hare.